Her fourth question is regarding awra. Awra is the area of the body which others are not allowed to look at. There is awra for the masses. There is awra for my mahrams. And there is no awra between the spouses. So the man and wife can see each other without no restrictions at all. But when it comes to mahrams, a man must not watch his sister or his mother or his aunt wearing inappropriate clothes that reveals more than it covers. And the scholars say that the area that is usually allowed for a woman to expose in front of male mahrams is like her arms, from here, from the biceps, not over, part of her neck and the upper chest, not her cleavage, maybe some of her neck from behind and some of the back, but not the full back, and up to the chin of her legs. So below the knee by 4 or 8 fingers width. So these are okay for a woman to show and expose in front of her mahram males, brother, father, uncle, son. In front of women, it's almost the same. But to come out with tight clothes that reveal her curves and bone structure, or to come out with transparent clothes that show her skin, or sometimes her underwears, this is totally inappropriate. Because shaitan is there. And people nowadays do not control their gaze, do not lower their gaze. So they look. You end up by having a 10-year-old child telling you that, whoa, this girl is beautiful. This woman is beautiful. She's well-shaped. She's healthy. She's fit. And he's 10 years old. So you cannot expand this and allow shaitan to penetrate our homes in such a fashion. For a woman to go to a swimming pool, definitely it's out of the question wearing swimming costumes or swimming suits, whether one piece or two pieces. This is totally prohibited because the thighs, the curves, the everything is, the whole nine yards is totally out of order. So does this mean a woman does not swim? No, she can swim, but she has to wear something that covers her thighs and back and buttocks and properly cover her upper body as well, a wide t-shirt, etc. And the burkini they have nowadays, which is a little bit infamous, may and may not, depending on how tight it is. But generally speaking, it does the job, but it covers more than she's supposed to cover. She doesn't have to cover her arms if she's going in a segregated swimming pool that is totally for females. So a woman has to preserve her chastity and be careful when going to such places, and Allah Azza wa Jalla knows best.